Everybody. Good morning, Victory Life Church.
Good morning, Pastor Paul.
Beloved, turn with me to 2 Chronicles chapter 20. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, and we're just going to read a few verses today. We're not going to go through this entire story. We're going to talk a little bit about King Jehoshaphat, one of my heroes of the Old Testament, and we can learn a lot about Jehoshaphat. We can learn an awful lot about the Most High God. If you get into the Old Testament, let the Old Testament encourage you. You're going to find a lot of amazing things out. One of the things that you're going to find out when you get into the Old Testament, that God is faithful, that your God does amazing things. The good Lord made a lot of promises in the Old Testament, and we see all those promises coming to pass. Either they have come to pass or they will come to pass. The reason why I'm telling you that is I want us to stand on the promises of the Most High God. That's what we got to do right now, guys. We got to stand on these promises. So meander through the scriptures. See where God made a promise and see where God kept his word. Our God cannot fail. Our God cannot lie. Let's read these verses together. 2 Chronicles 20, starting at verse 1. After this, the Moabites and the Ammonites, and with them some of the Meunites, came against Jehoshaphat for battle. Some men came and told Jehoshaphat, "A great multitude is coming against you from Edom, from beyond the sea, and behold, they are in Hezron Tamar, that is in Gedi." Then Jehoshaphat was afraid and set his face to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. And Judah assembled to seek help from the Lord. From all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. Let us pray. Father God, thank you so much for your anointing, Lord. Thank you, Father God, that your will is going to be done in this service. And right now, we just ask, Father God, that you would encourage the congregation of Victory Life Church, that you would encourage and bless and strengthen anybody that sees or hears this message, Lord. Thank you, Father God, that you have a wonderful plan, Lord, and your will be done in every situation. We love you and praise you. In Jesus' wonderful, precious name we pray. Amen. Give the Lord some praise while I enjoy some of this delicious spring water. After this, the Moabites and the Ammonites, with them some of the Meunites, came against Jehoshaphat for battle. Now here we have the king of Judah, Jehoshaphat. This is God's people right here. And this huge armada, this huge group of the enemy, this vicious bunch of folks, is coming to attack God's people. And see, as we look in the text, these guys kind of came out of nowhere. Nobody was expecting this to happen. And then, boom, they're in their backyard. And I don't know if that speaks to you guys, but as we're dealing with this coronavirus thing, it reminds me an awful lot about like hurricanes and different things that, living in Florida, we deal with hurricanes a lot. And, you know, it's, we'll look at them and they're far off and we're like, well, maybe it won't come here. Maybe it won't come here. And it's in the back of our mind, you know, maybe this is not going to affect us. And we'll pray about it, but it's not that big of a deal. But then as we watch the news, we see that hurricane's getting a little closer. We'll start praying a little more. And then if we're not careful, all of a sudden, boom, there's a hurricane right in our backyard. Same thing with this coronavirus thing, man. I heard a few people talking about it months ago, and I was like, well, man, that doesn't sound like good news. Prayed about it a little bit, put it on the back burner. Then before you know it, boom, it's right here in our backyard. So, you know, our world's going through a shaking right now. Our world's a little different than it was a few weeks ago. But I'm here to tell you, man, God is on the throne. God is in control. God has a plan. So give him some praise, everybody. After this, the Moabites, Ammonites, and with them some of the Meunites came against Jehoshaphat for battle. Some men came and told Jehoshaphat, "A great multitude is coming against you from Edom, from beyond the sea." Okay, from beyond the sea. Okay, well, we got time to get ready for this. Oh, hold on, King. I said they came from beyond the sea. They're actually right here in our neighborhood now. Okay, that's kind of the situation we're in, man. We're dealing with a lot of crazy stuff right now. But let's see what Jehoshaphat does, and let's see if we can get some peace, some encouragement from the Word of God. Okay, verse 3, then Jehoshaphat was afraid. Okay, anybody been afraid lately? Anybody been full of fear lately? Hopefully not. I know that I've seen a lot of people freaking out. I know that I've seen a lot of people, I could see on people's faces, man, just anxiety. And what we want to do, man, is we want to make sure that we're not adding to that problem. We want to make sure that we're praying for those people. And you know what? We need to have peace, because peace can be contagious. Amen? Peace can be contagious. And how are we going to get peace? Jehoshaphat's got a big problem here, but he's running to the Lord. And that's what we have to do, beloved. That's what we have to do. Whether we're talking about your finances, we're talking about your physical health, we're talking about, you know, fill in the blank of whatever you might be going through, and then add this whole coronavirus thing to it. Well, that's a lot of potential anxiety for someone to go through. You know, now the kids are home from school. You got to make sure they're fed. There's a million and one things that can freak us out. But see, there's something different between us and those that don't love Jesus. There's something different between us and those that don't belong to the Lord. There should be something different. You know what I'm saying? We should have peace on our face. We should be there to encourage one another. Can I get a witness? Then Jehoshaphat was afraid. Then Jehoshaphat was afraid. Kind of reminds me of when Jesus had to go across the sea, and he took his disciples with him, and here comes that big old nasty storm. You know what? You know what Jesus was doing during that storm? He was asleep. He was at peace because he knew his Father was in control. He knew his God had a plan. He knew his end was not to be sinking in the Sea of Galilee. He knew that his God had a plan. Amen. So I want us to trust in the Lord. Amen. I want us to trust in him. And because the disciples, what did they do? They freaked out a little bit, but they ran to Jesus. Okay? It's okay to run to Jesus. That's what we're supposed to be doing. Amen. Then Jehoshaphat was afraid. Okay? When we get afraid, let's run into the Word of God. Let's run to God. Can I get a witness? Joshua 1 verse 9. Check this out. Have I not commanded you? Uh-oh. That's an order. That's an order from the Most High God. See, God takes this stuff really, really serious. He wants his people to have peace, okay? Because we need to be there to encourage one another. Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. So we can either follow what God wants us to do and not be full of fear, or we can do what our natural senses want us to do and be full of fear. That's not going to help anything out. Amen? This is what God says, okay? And this is an order. This is a military term right here. Have I not commanded you? Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. What a wonderful promise. Okay? And that's for each and every one of God's people. Okay? God loves us with an undying love. And here we are in a situation that we never thought we were going to be in. I didn't think 2020 was going to be like this. But here we are. And you know what? It might get a lot worse before it gets better. But it doesn't matter, man, because my God is on the throne. And no matter what situation comes my way, amen, no matter what I go through, my God is with me. And that should be a game changer. You know, I'm going through this tough situation. I don't want to be going through this tough situation, but here I go. I got to go through it. But my God promises to get me from one side to the other. And that water might be getting high, but it's not meant to take me out. My God is right there with me. Give him some praise, guys. Thank you, Jesus. Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? We give in to fear. We're giving in to worry, okay? And that's not what Christians are supposed to do, okay? We plan ahead. We do everything we can do. But when it's out of our hands, we just lean on the Most High God. Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Now, that's a pretty big promise. Wherever I go, my God is with me. Go ahead and get that into your heart this morning. Wherever I go, my God is with me. Okay, let's look at 2 Timothy 1 and verse 7. For God gave us a spirit not of fear. Aren't you glad about that? For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. Don't you think that this world could benefit from some of us walking around with a little bit of self-control right now? You know, if we could just have peace And we could pass that peace on instead of getting fearful when we walk into the dollar barn or walk into the store and everybody's going crazy. Okay, we don't have to be like everybody else. We put our trust in the Most High God. And see, through the Holy Spirit, there we are, we're blessed again. Okay, every single Christian believer, we have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit in us. Amen? So what does that Holy Spirit give me? He gives me what I need, okay? So I don't have to be full of fear. Even when the news is going crazy, and I watched a little bit of the news the other night, and guess what, man? I started freaking out, man. I started getting fearful. I was like, wow, really? Whoa. But you know what I had to do? I had to run into the arms of the Lord. Said, you know what? Let God be true and every man a liar. It doesn't matter what comes this way, okay? My God is in control, amen? And he's a present help in time of trouble. For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. So that power is like dynamite. It's like an explosion. All God's people said, dynamite. Yeah, man, it's like dynamite. Okay, so I can blast through the opposition. I can blast through the fiery darts. I'm blocking the fiery darts with the shield of faith, okay? I'm trusting in the Lord. Amen? My God is in control. Let me hear everybody say that. My God's in control. Everybody at home say, my God's in control. Now, you over there, put them chips down, non-plan. Okay. Okay, 2 Timothy 1, verse 7. For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. So we have power through the Holy Spirit. We don't have to give in to fear. And I have love in my heart. And I know, not only do I have love in my heart, but I know that I am loved by God. That's a big, big thing, okay? Because it wouldn't matter if God was with me if God didn't love me. It wouldn't matter if God is with me if God didn't care for me, okay? But listen, I got power to go through anything that comes my way. I don't have to give in to fear. I can destroy those fiery darts because I'm trusting in the Most High God. And I know that I am loved by God, okay? I am loved by God, and I can put that love, I can put that love on others. You know, the Bible says that we need to love our neighbors like we love ourselves. That's kind of hard to do sometimes, man, especially right now when our neighbors might be acting crazy. When people are going crazy in the stores and everybody's stealing your parking places and everybody's acting a fool and everybody's freaking out, okay, we might not want to love our neighbor as ourselves. But listen, this is what the good Lord gives me, and this is something that we need to give to others. For God gave us a spirit not of fear, so we don't have to give into that mess, okay, but of power and love and self-control. So I can be there for my neighbor. I got love for my neighbor, even when my neighbor's acting a fool. And I'm not talking just about the guy beside you. I'm talking about the person that was running out of the grocery store with four carts full of toilet paper and didn't leave you any, okay? I can still love that person, amen? Because God has given me that power to love my neighbor as myself, even when I don't want to. Can I get a witness? Amen. For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and of self-control. I like the translation that says a sound mind. We need to have a sound mind. In other words, we need to have peace. And we can have peace. We just got to lean on the Lord, okay? We got to stand on that solid rock. Y'all with me this morning? After this, the Moabites, the Ammonites, and with them some men came and told Jehoshaphat. Oh, I messed up. After this, the Moabites, the Ammonites, and with them some men came, and I messed up again. After this, the Moabites and Ammonites, and with them some of the Meunites came against Jehoshaphat for battle. Some men came and told Jehoshaphat, a great multitude is coming against you from Edom, from beyond the sea, and behold, they are in Hezron Tamar. This is in Gedi. We got the bad guys in our backyard, but guess what? It may look like we're surrounded, but we're surrounded by the Lord. Did you hear what I just said? It may look like we're surrounded by a lot of bad news, but we're surrounded by the Most High God. Okay, then Jehoshaphat was afraid. Okay, I'd probably be freaking out too. No, I know that I would be freaking out if I was a king and I had all this stuff that I had to look after. I was responsible for all these people, and then this huge armada comes, and they're not far away. They're in my backyard. Okay, I know I'd be full of fear, but you know what? As soon as you realize that, and we can all get fearful, as soon as we realize that, we need to run into the arms of the Lord. Amen? Then Jehoshaphat was afraid and set his face to seek the Lord. Like those disciples in the boat, this water's getting crazy. What'd they do? They went to wake up Jesus. Wake up, Jesus. Wake up, Jesus. Okay, and Jesus wasn't worried about it. because he was trusting in the Lord. Okay, listen, we run into the arms of the Lord, and we're going to receive peace. Cast your cares upon him because he cares for you. Amen. And you might say, you know what? I'm peaceful, man. I'm not sweating this at all because I'm trusting in the Lord. Well, then let's go out there and let's give that love to a lost and dying world. Let's love our neighbor as ourselves. Let's spread that peace. Let's spread that joy. Amen. Because I'm one of those folks that I believe right now, the viral fear that's spreading is the main enemy. I know that we need to be prepared. We need to wash our hands. We need to sing happy birthday 3 times when we wash our hands and all that stuff and use hand sanitizer. That's good stuff. And we need to stay away, 6 feet away from people. I'm not saying don't do that. We're supposed to do everything we're supposed to do. But I'm saying we trust in the name of the Lord. Amen. We have to have peace so we can spread that peace, because fear is not the only thing that's contagious. We can give peace to those that are struggling. Amen. Okay. Tell the truth, shame the devil. 2 Chronicles 20 and verse 3. Then Jehoshaphat was afraid and set his face to seek the Lord. That's the key right there. You're going to have big problems in this world. Man, I had big problems before this junk started, you know? This is just another big problem. But my God's still on the throne, and I'm going to count it all joy. Amen? Amen. This is an opportunity for us to grow in relationship with the Lord. That's really what's going on here. This is an opportunity for us to grow in our faith, because there's going to be a time when we really need to be able to stand on the Word of God. When nothing else makes sense, when nothing else is going to be there for you, God's Word will always be there. Amen. And this church since 1977 has always preached the Word of God, has always preached the Word of faith, trusting in God and nothing else. 2 Chronicles 20 and verse 3. Then Jehoshaphat was afraid and set his face to seek the Lord. That's what we got to do, beloved. And proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. So Jehoshaphat's got a big responsibility here. He's got all these people he's got to look after. And so he does the right thing. He runs into the arms of the Lord. And then he says, I'm going to use my authority and proclaim a fast throughout this whole area. Everybody that's under my jurisdiction, we need to get serious with the Lord. Okay, and what a better time than right now for us at Victory Life Church, for all of God's people, for every Christian everywhere. It's time for us to get rid of all that dead weight. You know what I mean? Anything that's holding us back from being what we're supposed to be. See, everything's getting shaken up right now, shooken up. And you know, God's trying to show us, hey, some of this stuff isn't productive, you know. So let's use this up. What a wonderful opportunity to go all out, to go all in, to get serious with the things of the Lord. Because, I mean, think about it like this. When you're going through, when everything's peaceful and cool and calm and collective and you ain't really worried about anything, you pray. I'm sure you pray and I'm sure you read your Bible. But you might dig in a little bit deeper. You might pray a little bit more harder when you're going through a tough time. And especially when things look hopeless. And I'm not saying this situation's hopeless, but I've seen people around town that look pretty hopeless, man. People are really, really freaking out right now. And we need to be that steady rock. We need to show them the love of Jesus. We need to show them that no matter what happens tomorrow, my God is in control. Amen. And my God has a plan. Jeremiah 29 verse 11, guys, you know what I mean? My God has a plan, and it's a good plan. I don't know how I'm going to get to that end result, but I know that end result's going to be good, and I know my God is going to be with me every step of the way. Can I get a witness? So he proclaimed a fast. Hey, guys, it's time to stop playing games. Everybody in Judah, this is really serious. We could all, not we could all lose our house, or not all we could lose cable, or not we could all lose our DVD collection. No, he's like, we could all lose our heads. We could all be murdered, man. The enemy is in the backyard, man. This ain't looking good. It's time to get serious with the Lord. And I believe that's what God is doing with this current crisis. I know that's what God is doing with this current situation. He's trying to gather his people together. He's trying to get his people to stop playing games. Amen. I'm just being serious. He wants his people to be that light. He wants that people to be on it, to be that encouragement to a lost and dying world. Okay, let me read something here. 1 Peter 4 in verse 1. Therefore, since Christ suffered in his body, and we know he did. Think about the cross. Think about the flogging. Think about what he had to endure because he loved us. Therefore, since Christ suffered in his body, arm yourselves also with the same attitude. Do you hear what I'm saying? Christ suffered, and what are we? We're Christians. We're not pagans, okay? We love Jesus Christ. We've been washed in the blood of the Lamb, and we have this wonderful opportunity to identify just a little tiny bit with what our God went through for us. You see what I'm saying? Jesus Christ suffered for us, and we need to arm ourselves with that same attitude. What did Jesus do? He's like, I'm going to go through this because it's going to be so worth it. I'm going to go through this pain and this suffering and this agony. I'm going to go through it because I love Brother John, because I love Sister Robin, because I even love Brother Josh. It doesn't matter. You see what I'm saying, man? For God so loved the world. He doesn't play favorites, and he was willing to suffer. And so he's like, hey, if you're a Christian, you need to be willing to suffer. Realize that this might cost you something. Amen. Y'all with me so far? Therefore, since Christ suffered in his body, arm yourselves with the same attitude. Get yourself ready for battle. Understand, ain't everything's not going to be a piece of cake. My Lord and Savior went through a lot of hard times, but his God was faithful. His Father was faithful. I'm going to go through some hard times, but my God's going to be faithful. Arm yourselves also with the same attitude, because whoever suffers in the body is done with sin. So church, it's time to get serious. Jehoshaphat called a fast. He's like, you know what? It's time to get serious, guys. No more playing games, all right? It's time to get serious. And that's the call going out to all of us as Christians. We need to get serious. We need to shed all the dead weight, all the sin that so easily entangles us and weighs us down. You know what I mean? Are y'all with me this morning? Thank you, Jesus. Then Jehoshaphat was afraid and set his face to seek the Lord. That's what we got to do. Seek the Lord. And proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. So it's time for us to get serious. Just like Jehoshaphat said, hey, Judeans, all right, no more idol worship. No more fooling around. No more prostituting yourself to false gods. It's time to sell out to the Most High God. Why, Jehoshaphat? Because he's the only one that can save us, and he is worthy of our praise. And he says that we should have no other gods before him. Okay? So God wants us to be sold out to him. So it's time to get serious. Amen? Verse 4, and Judah assembled to seek help. So Jehoshaphat calls a fast. Jehoshaphat is seeking the Lord, like, God, this is bigger than me. Okay, maybe this current situation, you don't feel like this is nothing. Okay, and that's fine. That's great. That's awesome. You know, we need to have peace, but we need to take that peace to the highways and the byways. We need to take that peace to our brothers and sisters in Christ. And actually, you need to obey the, not roaming around when you're not supposed to and all that. But what I'm saying, man, is we can and we should encourage one another. Amen? And Judah assembled to seek help. Who did they get together to seek help from? Because that means a lot. Who am I going to get my help from? Okay, I'm talking about something really, really serious here. Because some can trust in chariots, some can trust in horses, and that's fine and dandy, okay? But we're Christians, and we understand that anything and everything can let you down. Anything and everything can fall apart, but not the Lord. He is our steady help in time of trouble. He will never leave you or forsake you. Okay, so listen. And Judah assembled to seek help from their 401k, from the government, from the National Guard, nope, from the Lord. And those things are all fine, but we got to put our trust in the Lord. And some problems are just way bigger than your checkbook. And we'll go through those situations, man. We'll go through them, and God's willing to let us go through those things so we run into his arms, so we can grow in relationship. All right, tell the truth, shame the devil. And Judah assembled to seek help from the Lord. From all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. Everybody got together to worship the Lord, to seek the Lord. And I want to encourage all of us, man, you know, cry out to the Lord. It's a crazy time. There's a lot of opportunity for anxiety and fear, but we got to trust in the Lord. Amen? Okay, now look. And Judah assembled to seek help. Assembled. Now, there's not a lot of assembling that we can do together right now, church, but we can still assemble. There's not a lot of things we can do, but there's still a lot of things we can do, if you get me. What I'm saying, man, is we still want to come together. Right now, we have to worship like this, kind of remotely, but let's make sure we all turn in every Sunday at 11 a.m., and we're going to have church together. We need to stay together. We need to make those phone calls. We need to make sure Brother David's doing all right, Brother Jack's doing all right, Sister Joanne's doing all right, Sister Holly's doing all right. We want to be there for our family. Nobody should feel like they have to go through this mess alone. All Judah came together during this crazy time, and they came together to seek the Lord. Even though we all can't be in the same room together, we can still seek the Lord and be there for one another. We can pray for one another. We can intercede for one another, and we can call one another. And excuse me, I'm a little winded, but we can we can take a lesson from our 13-year-old, 14-year-old kids that never lose contact with their friends. You know, look at your kids, man, how they're always texting and keeping in touch with all their buddies. Man, let's do that right now. Let's keep in contact with one another, but to encourage one another, not to spread fear. We want to spread peace, not fear. Amen. Can I get a witness? Thank you, Jesus. Let's go to the next slide. So Judah comes together to worship the Lord, to seek the Lord. They realize, I'm in a big mess, man. This mess is bigger than me, and I'm not going to get through this alone, okay? I can't count on Egypt to be there. I can't count on my cousins or my uncles to be there. I can only count on the name of the Most High God. So they put their trust in the Lord, and God's going to deliver. God's going to deliver in a mighty way, okay? So whatever you're going through, not just the coronavirus, you know, because I've heard that this has affected a lot of our congregation's finances. And that's a wonderful way that Satan likes to use. You know what I mean? That's a good thing Satan likes to do to steal our joy, man, to steal our peace, to hit our pocketbook. You know what I mean? But hey, trust in the Lord, all right? God knows our needs even before we ask him, all right? This situation that we're going through is to draw us closer together as a congregation and closer together in relationship with our Lord. And Matthew 6:33 says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you as well." God will take care of us. We need to put him first. We need to stand on his word, be about his business, encouraging one another, be in that light to a lost and dying world, and God will make sure we got food on our tables. Amen. Amen. God is faithful. I could tell you of all kinds of times where God has done miracles in my life. You know, I can tell you from people in this congregation where real honest to goodness miracles have happened, where somebody needed money right away, and I mean they needed money, okay, or they were going to lose their house, and boom, God does amazing things, all right? Okay, God has the provision that we need. Don't give in to fear. That won't help anything out. You know what happens when we give in to fear? You start getting miserable. And you really start making everybody around you miserable, and you're going to start freaking everybody out. One of the worst things you can do is be so full of fear right now that you've got everybody in your household full of fear, okay? Moms and dads, we need to be strong, okay? And no, we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, but the Most High God does, and he's got our back, amen? I've never seen the righteous forsaken. True statement, I've never seen the righteous forsaken or their seed begging for bread. Give them some praise. Luke 12 and verse 32. I'm going to read this real fast, and we're rounding third base. Luke 12, 32. I love this verse. Guys, out there in radio land, if you want to remember one verse this week, Luke 12, verse 32. It's a dandy. Luke 12, verse 32. Do not be afraid. Okay. You hear that a lot in the Bible. Crazy things are happening. But don't be afraid. I don't know about you, but we got the coronavirus in my neighborhood, man. Okay. God says, do not be afraid, little flock. That is the most precious part of that verse to me. This is what God, it's so loving. This is what God calls us, his church, his people, little flock. Remember, God is our shepherd, right? God is our shepherd, and that shepherd provides, protects, takes care of us. He does all the things because he's the good shepherd. He's the great shepherd. And sheep need a shepherd, okay? And you're going to follow somebody, but we follow the Most High God. And listen to how he loves us during this time when we potentially could be really scared. Do not be afraid, little flock. It's like a tender love, a father to his child. Don't worry. Daddy's here. You know what I mean? Do not be afraid, little flock, because you know what? Sheeps are pretty skittish. Did you know that? Brother Rick, bring in that sheep and let's get it going in here. No, we'll do that later. Never mind. That's one, Robin. Two. Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom. Man, that gets me excited right there, man. Hey, little ones, don't be afraid. The good Lord, our Father, has got wonderful things ahead for us, bigger things than we could ever imagine. And if he sent his Son to die for us so we can have the kingdom, you know what I mean? So we can have all this wonderful stuff. You think he's going to abandon you now just because the news is saying all kinds of crazy stuff? He says, don't be afraid, little flock. I'm here. I'm going to take care of you. If I'm willing to do all this, and you know I'm going to keep my word, then trust in me now. Trust in me now, because this isn't nothing. And I honestly mean that, guys, from my heart. We need to learn to trust in the name of the Lord right now. We need to trust in him, because I believe this is the beginning of crazy things that are going to happen in this land. Okay? I'm not trying to freak anybody out. I'm saying that this will pass, but we'll have more things like this in the future. Okay? So consider this a dress rehearsal. Amen. Consider it a dress rehearsal, okay? And let's get to where we can trust in the Lord, to where when the newsman starts talking, we're not worried about anything. We're not going to give in to fear at all. We're going to be that light to a lost and dying world, because my God was faithful last year. I know he's going to be faithful right now, because my God has always been faithful, and he will never leave me or forsake me. He might not spare, he might not make it to where I don't have to go in that lion's den, but if I'm in that lion's den, he's going to be with me, and he'll get me through to the other side. He might not keep it where I don't have to go in that fiery furnace, but if I go in that fiery furnace, he'll be with me, and I can have peace. And I can be an encouragement to everybody else, because, you know, man, I've been through the fire and God is with me. Amen. Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom. Philippians 4:13. Judah assembled. They all come together. Why'd they come together? Man, because it was time to get rid of all that dead weight. It was time to get serious with their relationship, because this was wasn't just a win or lose situation. This was a live or die situation. Okay, they assembled, they came to the Lord, they began to fast and pray, and you know what, man, they sought the Lord, and guess what? God gives us peace. What a wonderful blessing, man. Okay, Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through him, through who? Through Jesus. Okay, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. I don't know how I'm going to get through tomorrow. I don't know how you're going to get through tomorrow either, but I know my God is faithful, and he will give me strength to do what I have to do. Isaiah, he gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. You feel like you can't go on? You don't know how you're going to pay your bills? Just trust in the Most High God. He'll never leave you or forsake you, and he'll make a way where there is no way. We'll close with this one, Philippians 4 and verse 19. Because I know a lot of people, you know, are dealing with the side effects of the whole coronavirus thing, you know. That their customers aren't there right now because of all this mess. And some people can't go get food to put on their table because of what's going on. But hey, we trust in the name of the Most High God, and God will take care of his people. Philippians 4:19, and my God, I love it. And my God will supply every need of yours. This is the Apostle Paul saying, my God takes care of me. This is the Apostle Paul. My God takes care of me, and that's the same God that'll take care of you. Okay, if you serve the one true God, you don't have to be full of fear. It's all going to be covered. It's all part of being in the family, man. Trust in God. God will make a way where there is no way. And my God will supply every need of yours. Every need? Yeah, every need. And my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. So our Father, who's pleased to give us the kingdom, because he's a king, he is in complete control, okay? He is completely sovereign. Guess what? He's pretty rich, and he will give me what I need. Does that make sense? You don't have to be fearful, beloved. That's all I'm trying to say this morning. We don't have to give in to fear. If everything around us is sinking sand, I'm standing on the rock. Amen? Amen. Amen. And my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. So you might be wondering out there, what happened to Jehoshaphat? What happened to all of Judah? Here comes this huge coalition of enemy folks coming to cause destruction on God's people. Well, you have to turn in next week to see what happens, beloved. But I got good news for you. God has a plan, and God has a good plan, just like Jeremiah 29, verse 11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope in a future. God's dropping that bomb. He's like, hey, you don't know the plan, but I'll let you in on a little secret. It's a great plan. It's really, really good. And we're going to get there together. Just trust in me. So Jehoshaphat and Judah, they're going to be all right. Victory Life Church and your family and friends, we're going to be all right. We're going to trust in the Most High God. We're going to have peace. We're going to run into the arms of the Lord. We're going to have peace, and we're going to be an encouragement to our neighbor. Amen. God bless you guys. Thanks for coming out. See you next time.